This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 24, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing conceded another disappointing delay in the first flight of the 787 Dreamliner yesterday. The company had insisted for months it was on track for first flight before the end of the second quarter. But with just days left before that deadline, Boeing says it has found an area of the fuselage which needs reinforcement. CEO Scott Carson says his team fought the temptation to make the first flight with a patch. Quote, "Consideration was given to a temporary solution that would allow us to fly as scheduled, but we ultimately concluded that the right thing was to develop, design, test, and incorporate a permanent modification to the localized area requiring reinforcement. Structural modifications like these are not uncommon in the development of new airplanes, and this is not an issue related to our choice of materials or the assembly and installation work of our team," unquote. Boeing says testing will continue on the prototypes, but it will be several weeks before a new first flight target date is announced. A federal appeals court has struck down legal challenges filed by the state of Connecticut, towns and counties in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Connecticut, and a citizens group, and cleared the FAA to go ahead with proposed airspace changes in the Northeast U.S. corridor. In refuting the claims of the plaintiffs, who've stalled the process by 2 years, the three-judge panel wrote, quote, "The FAA's environmental impact analysis was procedurally sound and substantively reasonable," unquote. The FAA says once completed in 2012, the redesign will help reduce delays by about 20% compared to taking no action, reduce noise, and cut airplane fuel consumption and emissions. It will also, of course, mean flying over some different backyards. The worldwide recession and fears about swine flu have combined to make 2009 a really crummy year for commercial airlines. The Air Transport Association reports that compared to last year, May passenger revenue is down 26% and air cargo is down 22%. The ugly passenger revenue numbers are not just the result of fewer people flying, but also of the price war that's been waged to fill the seats. ATA President James May says the added impact of the flu scare is, quote, "negatively impacting industry cash flow and forcing a closer look at current levels of flying," unquote. ATA represents companies that carry more than 90% of U.S. passenger and cargo traffic. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. NASA thinks it's found the problem with that pesky hydrogen vent. Electric power plants will be big at Oshkosh this year. And Citation Sovereigns will be used for medevac missions in the Middle East. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Gordon Campbell, who left the New York rat race and relocated to the Virginia shore, where he bought and rehabilitated a public-use airport dating back to 1933. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.